With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Republican Conference Chairman Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that Iran must be willing to give up its nuclear program to proceed with peace talks.
Let's see what Iran puts on the table and whether or not they're serious. There's obviously a clear model to turn over your nuclear program. It's like Muammar Gaddafi did in 2003 in Libya, to open up the doors, to turn over all your enriched uranium and all your centrifuges, which Iran has no use, no need for if it merely wants a civilian nuclear program. Plenty of countries in the world have civilian nuclear power that don't enrich uranium.
The talks will continue on Saturday. Senator Cotton, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, said Iran is politically weak at this moment in world history. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin removes over 500 criminal, illegal, alien gang members off Virginia streets. Reporter Bernie Bennett with the story.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is delivering on his promise to prioritize public safety and uphold the rule of law. In a significant victory for the Trump administration's agenda, Youngkin announced that the state's newly established Homeland Security Task Force has arrested more than 500 criminal illegal immigrants, including over 130 with known gang affiliations. According to Youngkin, of the 521 arrests made since the task force started in February, 132 are affiliated with gangs such as MS-13, Tren de Aragua, and other transnational organized crime organizations and criminal gangs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The much-anticipated retrial of Karen Reed underway in Massachusetts. Lawyers began presenting opening statements to a new set of jurors who are expected to wrestle over two theories in the death of Reed's Boston police officer boyfriend. Prosecutors say she killed him. Defense attorneys say she was a victim of a conspiracy involving the police. A mistrial was declared last year. This is SRN News. Churches across the land are preparing for Baptize America.
It all started with a coalition of congregations in California that started trying to increase the number of baptisms they were performing. Now the campaign is going nationwide with Baptize America set for June 8th, which is Pentecost Sunday. If all goes according to plan, hundreds of churches will baptize thousands of people that day, establishing the largest synchronized day of water baptism in world history. Details can be found at baptize.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured for a social media post about a transgender athlete. Representative Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau accused Libby of violating the state's legislative ethics code, and the Maine House of Representatives censured her in February. This is SRN News. Many people feared to have died after gunmen indiscriminately fired at tourists in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
Reports say shots were fired at mostly Indian tourists visiting a beauty spot some 3 miles from the disputed region town of Pahalgam. Police and officials add tourists with gunshot wounds were evacuated to local hospitals. They're describing the incident as a terror attack, blaming militants fighting against Indian rule. Tuesday's attack seems to be a major shift in the regional conflict, where tourists for many years have largely been spared from violence, despite a spate of targeted killings of Hindus, including immigrant workers from Indian states. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli police searching the Mediterranean coast for a swimmer they fear may have been attacked by a shark. It happened at an area that has long seen close encounters between the marine predators and beachgoers who sometimes tug at their fins for fun. More details at SRNNews.com.